So we are just about to wrap up an abundance program that we've been doing for the past month. And so today we are actually looking at the chapters called Life Comes to Pass and to Grow Old or to Grow Onward. And so, have you ever noticed that a tree actually never quits growing? That even when it's reached its maximum height, it still puts out branches and twigs and leaves. The nature of the tree is actually to grow. That's its nature. And that it is actually in that growing that it creates a draw from the soil and draws forward water and nutrients and sustenance. Without that growing, the tree would not create the same draw on the soil. And so it is through that growth and through that expansion that that tree actually becomes a part of something larger. It becomes a part of that flow of life. It becomes a participant in that flow of life. The growth actually places it in that flow. And then that tree draws from the earth and the sun and the air and puts out branches and twigs and leaves and gives out oxygen that we breathe and creates shelter for animals and a home for birds to build nests and to raise their young and creates shade for us to sit in on a hot summer day and a place to hang a swing. Do you see how all of that is part of the flow of life and that circle of giving and receiving? And so like that tree, the very nature of life itself is expansion and unfolding and growing and ever becoming more and more unfolding itself. You can see it everywhere you look. Whether it's looking at a tree or a weed that's in your driveway or looking at a three-year-old little child, we can see that growth and that expansion everywhere we look. It's because it is life expressing itself. And because we are expressions of life itself, we have this built-in need inside of us to grow and to unfold and to expand and to give way to that ever greater more and our own greater yet to be. Regardless of if you are 3 or 53 or 103, we still have that need inside of us. The problem is, though, is so often as we get older, we get into ruts. We do the same things that we've always done in the same way that we've done them. We go to the same places. We hang out with the same people. We go to the same restaurant, and we order the same item off the menu. And God forbid if they take that item off the menu, we are not happy about it at all. And it seems like the older we get, the deeper that rut becomes, the less we step outside of our box, the less we learn new things or do new things or experience new things. So sometimes the lack of growth that we experience in our lives, the lack of that unfolding is actually because we are static, because we have gotten into a rut. Because we're doing things the way that we've always done them. And there's a second reason why we quit growing and unfolding that greater yet to be. And that is often because we believe in age and we believe in old age. We believe and buy into this idea of what it looks like to be 40 or 50 or 60 and what it is that we're supposed to look like and what it is that we're supposed to act like and what it is that we are supposed to be doing and how our bodies are supposed to feel. And also when you're 70 and 80 and 90, we buy into this collective idea of what those particular ages look like, and we buy into them, and then we start out-picturing that. It's a collective belief that we're buying into. And unless we believe differently and behave differently and choose differently, that is exactly what we'll get. It's the law of averages. It's that collective consciousness that we live in that I was talking about. And you might even notice that every culture and society, it's a little bit different. What does it look like to be 50 or 20 or 100? But we buy into the society in which we live, and then we outpicture that in our own lives. But Eric Butterworth, in this book, In the Flow of Life, that we're using, says, you don't grow. He says, when you don't grow, you don't get old. It's when you stop growing, you become old. That's not how he said it. You aren't old because you stop growing. You stop growing. I can't say it. How does it go? Here we go. You don't stop growing because you're old. You get old because you stop growing. Gosh. I'll read this one. It'll go better. He also says, life does not grow old. Life does not deteriorate. Life does not die. Life is an eternal, dynamic, flowing process. It's an eternal, dynamic, changing, flowing, unfolding process that we are living in. And so doing something new causes us then to be energized. It causes us to feel more alive. It causes us to feel excited, because when we do something new, we have stepped into that energetic flow of life. We've stepped into that creative expression of the divine presence. And so I read a story this week that I'd like to share with you. There's a, I guess it's a photo storytelling blog online, and it's called The Humans Being Project. And it's like the next step out of Humans of New York. He's been going all across the world. And so this is a photo and storytelling site put out by Merrick Chase. It's a global narrative about people everywhere. Merrick travels the world full-time in order to discover and explore people, cultures, communities, and ways of life that are completely different from his own, and to provide windows into completely different worlds in order to inform and inspire. And so Merrick has taken his 96-year-old grandmother to Italy with him. And so the latest blog is he and his grandmother in Italy, pictures of them and stories about what they're doing. And so the first one goes like this. We leave LA at 9:05 p.m. on Tuesday and arrive in Rome at 10 p.m. the following day. Door to door from Grandma Esther's house to our hotel room in Rome takes 18.5 hours and entails a bit more than 3 miles of walking through LAX, London Heathrow, and Rome airports. A smile seldom leaves this woman's face, actually. And she is nothing but incredibly engaged pretty much all of the time. She comments that she loves being in airports because of all the activity. She wonders at where people are coming and going to and from, and she is all sensing and excitement as she takes in all the stimulus around us. Day one in Rome sees us wake up at 9:30 a.m. local time, just 30 minutes past midnight according to our body clocks, i.e. in the middle of the night. After breakfast at the hotel, we launch into our day and clock in just over 9 miles of walking by the time we get back to the hotel after 9 p.m., some 10-plus hours. We're traveling with a wheelchair, which he talks about that they actually bought after they got there. We are traveling with a wheelchair that Esther barely sits in at all, using it instead as a walker and pushing it along the cobbled streets and the smooth-ish sidewalks alike. Walking for at least 6.5 hours on our first day in Rome. After an 18.5 hour travel day, did I mention that Esther's going to be 96 this coming August? It's also worth mentioning that Esther is typically worn out after walking 8 blocks at home. Literally, she hasn't walked this far in a single day as long as she can remember. 10 or 20 years, maybe, or more. She is in utter disbelief about our mileage today and insists numerous times that I must have the numbers wrong. I don't. I have multiple GPS apps that aren't lying, and this is truly incredible. I travel all the time, and I'm exactly half of Esther's age. and I'm always tired on my first day after flying long distances. This fact is somewhere and somehow lost on Esther in her super energized state as she realizes just before going to bed that she's forgotten to take her pain pills today. Not a bad time to forget. Sightseeing, lots. We walk around Rome all day. Occasionally, people give me a dirty look as they watch Esther pushing the wheelchair unassisted with me simply walking beside her as if I'm making her do this or something. Like she should be sitting in it and I should be pushing her. We laugh out loud about this, and Esther suggests that I get in the chair so she can push me. We just about laugh ourselves to sleep on day one of Esther's Italian travel adventure as it officially comes to a close. What will tomorrow bring? Stay tuned and find out. More stories from around the world coming. That's what happens when we step outside of our box. That's what happens when we get outside of our rut. That's what happens when we stretch ourselves and experience something more and express something more. We become alive. We become energized. We become excited. We are intended to grow. We are intended to expand. We are intended to unfold. That's why it feels so good when we do something new. That's why it feels so good when we learn something new or accomplish something new. And so the title of my talk today is Life is a Flow, Not a Dead-End Street. And I'm talking about three different things. I'm talking about really the purpose of life itself. And the purpose of our lives is to discover and to unfold something greater, to give expression to that greater, whether you're a tree or whether you are us. The purpose is to give expression to our own greater yet to be. And number two is we step into that flow when we give way to our own unfolding. Because it's that infinite one unfolding in us and through us and as us. And three, that every single moment, every single thing in your life contains and holds the opportunity for you to grow and to unfold and to give way to that within you that is greater than has yet to be discovered or expressed in this world. Everything contains that opportunity. Like a tree, we draw greater from life as we give way to that something new, and as we create that greater draw, we actually open ourselves to that flow of good, to that boundless good of this universe in a greater way than if we don't do that. When we are doing that, we are in sync with the nature of life itself. Does that make sense? We are in sync with it, and because we're in sync with it, we are more open to the good that is already present and already available, but that has not yet been manifest in our lives. And so we increase that flow of the infinite by means of us, and we open ourselves to abundance of all sorts. But when we stop growing, when we stop unfolding ourselves, we step out of that dynamic flow of energy, that dynamic nature of life, and we become stagnant. Do you ever feel stagnant in your life? I know I do sometimes. And when we are stagnant, it's kind of like a stagnant pond. Not much life thrives there when that pond is stagnant. Not much life is thriving inside of us when we get stuck in that rut and are stagnant. Eric Butterworth in this book says, you can build on past successes, but you can't rest on them. And it makes me think of, you know, that typical football hero from high school, how he was the big man on campus and was famous and the hero of the school and then doesn't do anything after that. hasn't made anything of himself after that. Still living on that old person that he was at one point in time and that old identity. And it's dead. There's no aliveness in that. And when we look at him, we see he's not thriving. He's not flourishing. There's no aliveness going on in him. There's no energy in that living from the past. He's out of the flow. And he's out of the flow because he's no longer giving way to that creative energy of life. He's no longer giving way to it in dynamic ways. But every single time we learn something new, we bring energy and aliveness to those undiscovered parts of ourselves. We bring energy and aliveness to those parts of ourselves, those aspects of ourselves that we haven't brought into the world yet. It's like fanning the flame. Every time we do something new, it awakens those things so that they might come into this world. Every time we go somewhere new, we discover something more about life. We discover something more about people. We discover something more about ourselves. We discover more about life and about the world. And in turn, that opens our minds and it opens our hearts and it opens us up. It opens us to a greater potential of the universe. And every time we share something new of ourselves that we haven't shared with life before, we open ourselves to that infinite potential of life flowing through us. And every challenging situation that happens in our lives, because we have those, every challenging situation that shows up in our lives, and then we actually meet that challenge, we are creating space for something greater to be born in us. New energy of doing something new gets translated into more energy inside of us. It gets translated into greater health. It gets translated into deeper levels of personal satisfaction and fulfillment. It gets translated into greater peace. It gets translated into more friends and a greater sense of self and a greater sense of self-confidence. And a greater sense of who we are as individual beings, and it raises our self-esteem. Every time we do those new things, every time we express something new or learn something new or do something new, it gives way to all of that energy. And I know that when we find ourselves in the midst of a challenge, it can be daunting, and it can be overwhelming, and it can feel scary sometimes. But one of the things that Eric Butterworth reminds us of in this book is he says that anytime you find yourself in a dark tunnel in life, anytime you find yourself moving through a dark tunnel in your life, to remember that there is always light at both ends. Sometimes we're in that dark tunnel of a challenge and we forget that there's light at the other end of the tunnel. So you are never stuck. It's never a dead end. It's never finished. It's never complete. It's never the last straw. There's light at the end of the tunnel. And you have within you a great something that is greater than anything in this world. And that great something, that presence of God, spirit, the divine intelligence, life energy, whatever you want to name it, will carry you and lead you and guide you and unfold through you when you say yes to that. When you say yes to allowing the things that show up in your life to stretch you and grow you and help you unfold your own self and your own greatness. You have come here to succeed. You have come here to be a master of your own life. You have come here to discover your own spiritual magnificence. And so he says in here, why do children go to school? to be confronted with challenges that will stimulate their growth as people. They certainly don't come to school to fail. They come to pass. And he goes on to say, the experiences of today are simply grade levels in the ongoing process of life. We are not here to fail. We are here to pass. You are here to pass, whatever it is that's up in your life. You are here to succeed and to thrive and to master that. And as you master that, whatever it is, you will have given way to something greater within you that you didn't know you even had within you. That's the process of life. You've come here to give way to your own greater yet to be. When we do that, we place ourselves in the flow. When we do that, we open ourselves to the kingdom that is at hand, to the wisdom, to the guidance, to the strength, to the joy, all of that, we open ourselves to that. And so you remember at the very beginning of this abundance series, we defined what abundance was. And we said abundance is to be living in the experience of good, to feel like you have enough of whatever it is that's important to you in your life, that you feel filled up and that you feel satisfied. That's what it is to live in abundance or to live an abundant life. And so when you feel filled up and when you feel satisfied, you know that you're in the flow of life. And when you feel connected to your true self, your own innate beingness and your own power and strength and all of those qualities within you, then you know that you are in the flow of life. And when you experience the fullness of life, you say, gosh, life just feels rich and full, and you see it from that perspective, you know you are in the flow of life. And so what is within you that you have not expressed yet? What is it that you have not done that you'd like to do? What is it that you would like to learn that you have not yet learned? I'm going to invite you to take out those white inserts that have space for you to write right now, and I'm going to ask you those questions again and give you a second to write. So you might close your eyes just for a moment so you can listen within without the outer stimulus drawing your attention to it, and just listen within to the wisdom of your own beingness, the wisdom of your own soul, the wisdom of your own spirit, and to ask, what is in me that I have not yet expressed in this world that wants to be expressed? What is in me that has not yet been expressed in this world that wants to be expressed? And to go ahead and write that down when you get an answer. And to close your eyes again and to ask yourself, what have I not yet done in this life that I still want to do? What have I not yet done that I would like to do? And then to close your eyes one more time and to ask yourself, what is it that I want to learn that I have not yet learned? Is there something I would like to learn to do, or just something I would like to learn that I have not yet learned? What would I like to learn? And if you can wrap up that idea that you're writing right now. And so I'd like to close with a quote from Eric Butterworth. He says, many a person who celebrate a birthday has little else to celebrate. As someone has said, many people brag about hitting 70 or 80, who never hit anything else in their life except perhaps a golf ball or maybe a bottle. It's a cynical statement, but a telling point. Living a certain number of years is nothing to brag about. What matters is how you have lived. But even more important, what are you reaching for now? If you begin to reach today, then this is the birthday of your life. And so happy birthday to every single one of you, every single day, as you give birth to your own greater yet to be, as you give birth to your most magnificent life, as you give birth to the person that you have come here to be, as you give birth to you, for you are already in the flow. And so blessings to every single one of you on this path of self-discovery and self-unfolding and giving way to that magnificent, divine, infinite, unending, boundless presence of God. Blessings to all of you. And I'd like to give you just another moment if there's something else you want to write down, some other insight you had, or a reminder, or anything. Nobody's writing, so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. Oh, my goodness, how good it is to be in this place of recognition, recognizing that infinite and divine presence that we each and every single one of us live and move and have our beingness within. What a blessing it is to be in this place of knowing and this place of remembering, this place of seeing that everywhere we look. For that divine presence and all that it is everywhere present. It is the beginning and the ending, the alpha and the omega, the center and the circumference of everything, and it is infinite. It is the very presence of love, the very essence of intelligence and wisdom. It is that life principle and that life presence that lives in and through everything. It is the truth of our own wholeness and our own authentic power, and it is the very essence of joy. what a gift it is to recognize that we are living and moving and having our beingness within this, and that that presence is always closer than our very breathing. That it is right where we are at every moment, in every circumstance, in every situation. That it is leading us and it is guiding us into this most magnificent life. It is leading us and guiding us into this life where we get to give expression to the fullness of ourselves and to bring that to bear in this world, to bring the gift of our own spirit, the gift of that divine presence, the I am presence within us, to this world in a way that blesses everyone and everything, and in a way that blesses each one of us. And so I give thanks for this recognition. I give thanks for this knowing. I give thanks for this ever unfolding flow of abundance into our lives and into ourselves and into our experiences and into our minds. What a blessing it is to be living this life of God. And so it is in gratitude that I release this prayer into that infinite presence and into that infinite law that always says yes. It says yes as we say yes. And so today we declare this to be the truth. We say yes and we step into that light as the light, and we step into that flow, becoming a part of that which is bigger. And for this I am grateful. And so I release this prayer in gratitude, and I say, and so it is.